Fourth of July week is usually when professional cowboys make a lot of their income, also known as Cowboy Christmas. But most major rodeos in Wyoming, except the Cowboy Stampede, were canceled thanks to the pandemic this year. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska explains what cowboys have been doing to make ends meet.
Mid-March, right before the COVID-19 pandemic fully hit the United States, professional bullfighter Dusty Tuckness was at Rodeo Houston in Texas. He says it was going well. Then it was shut down halfway through.
I remember driving home like, is this really happening? You know, is something like this going on?
Tuckness, who is originally from Meeteetse, ended up sitting at home during what is usually his busiest season.
When I got home, you know, still kind of, I guess, in shock, you know, not actually supposed to be home at that time.
During Cowboy Christmas, over the week of the 4th of July, Tuckness usually hits Cody, Casper, and then the great finale, Cheyenne Frontier Days.
You know, I have taken a hit. You know, you talk about Cody or Casper and Cheyenne and, you know, four or five, maybe six other really big rodeos that I had have canceled. So that kind of puts a dent in your pocket.
That's close to 10 major contracts that Tuckness lost. Scott Kineski with the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association says usually there are around 25 to 35 rodeos during Cowboy Christmas.
Because of COVID, we're down to about a dozen or so. So that'll be, you know, about half the amount of rodeos that we're used to having on the 4th of July won't be going on, unfortunately.
Rodeos are slowly picking back up as states and local governments start to lift restrictions. But during the month or so that there were none, Kineski says cowboys had to rely on other means to make money.
These guys found so many different avenues to make money. We saw one guy became a tow truck driver. Another one was doing some Uber driving, or Uber Eats, actually.
When it comes to the rodeos that are continuing, it's a struggle between being financially profitable and providing good prize money for competitors. That includes Caleb Bennett. He's a professional bareback rider.
You're not seeing the numbers as far as like added purse and money out there to win. It's dang sure gonna hit the pocketbook a little bit different.
Purse money is basically the grand total paid to winners of each rodeo event and what people like Bennett really depend on. He had four rodeos planned for the 4th of July weekend, and two out of four were canceled.
They were spread out so far that it just doesn't make it worth it. So it's hectic.
Bennett says as rodeos are being called off, he's going to some that he hadn't even heard of before.
Instead of driving your average, say 5 to 8 hours to hit a couple rodeos from the house, we're driving 12 to, 18, 19 hours.
More time on the road means more money in the gas tank. That, plus not seeing the usual big prize money, means making far less money. That's why the Cody Stampede Rodeo still going was a big deal for Bennett and other cowboys.
And that added money over there is kind of your top end of your rodeos, especially that week. So we really look forward to that. We were tickled, you know, to death to find out that it come back.
When Governor Mark Gordon announced that all the big Wyoming rodeos were canceled this summer, there was a lot of pushback.
There was an outcry from the town, the cowboys, and everybody, our sponsors.
That's Cody Stampede Board President Mike Darby. He says when the board sat down and tried to renegotiate added money to make it more affordable, it was about providing a place for cowboys like Bennett to compete.
It's going to be tight, and we'll settle for tight this year because in a COVID world, tight is good because there's a lot of people not really making it work these days.
Professional bareback rider Caleb Bennett says he's thankful the show went on in Cody, but he says he's crossing his fingers for rodeo's future.
I believe it's going to take, you know, a couple years to really come back and be in full force again, but I do think it'll come back.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.